Yo, it's Marcus Araya, and I'm rocking with What's the Movement, man. My boy Ramsey, best writer in Jersey.
Hey, what's going on? This is Ramsey Said What, and this is the A-Side B-Side Podcast, a branded podcast by whatsthemovement.net. As always, thank you for taking the time to press play and listen to me chat. So this is Marcus Araya's Mask Up Volume 3, the review. There's actually like an old interview out there that was supposed to come out, but we had some technical difficulties, so unfortunately you guys couldn't get that. Marcus, we gonna lock in, man. Don't even sweat it. So I figured it was only right to formally review the album. So I am like normally like late to the party when it comes to Marcus music, so I'm happy to say that for this one I had the album for about a month before it dropped. Came out, I want to say, in August now. It definitely came out in August, because I remember off record and partially on record we were talking about like how like this is a transitional period in both of our lives. I just got married, he just became a father, which is a huge theme in this project. So if you haven't listened to it yet, go and take the time to listen after this review. Hopefully this gives you a little bit of insight. Like these reviews, I want them to feel like digital booklets, you know what I mean? Like we don't get those the line notes and the physical copies of the CDs no more since we're streaming. So this is what I want this to feel like. But I have to put out a disclaimer. If you're here to listen to the album, this isn't going to be like a perfect listening experience. This is just like my quick breakdown. Definitely after this, listen to the album and you'll see what I'm saying. But I am going to play a couple snippets for you. But going into this, I think it's only right to rewind back to Volume 2. But before we do that, I want to play a little something for you real quick. So this is Here Now by Snow Allegra, which might sound familiar as we get into the album. So listen to this real quick.
Even if we catch the sunrise, it's only a moment passing us by. You show how many moons have shined. So I'm here now. I don't really know quite why, but somehow here now.
All right, so obviously that's from like her classic "Ugh, Those Feels Again." I felt weird making the "ugh" sound, but classic album, and definitely very influential, because Marcus samples it on the last track of Volume 2, which is called "Real One." I'm gonna play a little bit of that for you, so listen up.
I know that this can't be the end of it, my back to the wall. Went out of state, I wasn't ready, probably walk for a crawl. I picked up everything I needed, cause I know I'm a star. Went on a limb, cause I know I'll get the ball. Pops bagged and my granny mentally hurting, she too far and too gone. It fucked me up cause I ain't knowing at home. Mom's checking if I'm good, she be listening, it sound like I'm strong. But I be stunting like I'm good on my own. Like, look at this nigga, sitting stupid, trying to live out a dream. Probably don't know this shit ain't all of it seems. But I get it, this shit be feeling too funny when I'm not with the team. But niggas dream about out of state when they ain't stating the bing. And I've been quiet cause I'm working on things. I've been thinking about green and how to make moves without making a scene. And how to stay low and still pick up some rings. You will not see me take pics with niggas I don't know just so you can scream and write fire emojis. Ain't my shit. Ain't my style, man. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I take pictures with my niggas, nigga, and that's it. And that's all that matter to me.
Daily got it bumping.
Yeah, I don't do nothing for clout. Y'all come from guns in the camera, we come from guns in your mouth. And street niggas that was outside the house, and them niggas will be outside your house. And y'all niggas only outside the mouse. Clicking pictures and talking bitter. We seen birds way before we would talk on Twitter. I've been lost way before I became a winner. Left out the county because I hated the snowy winters. And I need focus.
So like, that's kind of like the thing about Marcus's music that I've always enjoyed. Like, you know, like, I guess like hip hop especially is turned into like this kind of like melodic place. It's not like the hip hop we came up on, or our parents came up on, for that matter. So people are singing their own hooks, people are trying to do these real melodic things, but Marcus can more than hold a note. My guy can sing, so I think that's just makes him such a dynamic artist. That's as I've said time and time again. So you heard a little bit of that on Real One. So I think that's kind of cool how he ends Volume 2 and starts Volume 3 kind of in the same place. So this should sound familiar. This is Mixed Emotions, track 1.
I can't tell you how I did it, but I'm here now. Ever since I got this blessing, I've been clear now. Haven't let these hoes stress me out for years now. Got my weight up and I had to put the fear down. Losing niggas, but I cannot shed a tear right now. I just focus on the niggas here right now. Ain't even at the top of my career right now. Mixed emotions, I could disappear right now. But now it ain't about me, but my kid now.
All right, now it ain't about me, but my kid now, right? So, like, that's, like I said earlier, Marcus just became a father. That's a very, very important theme here. So, yeah, I just thought that was a really eloquent way to start this project by going to the place he ended the last one. In that interview, we kind of talked about that a little bit, and he was talking about how Volume 3 was kind of going to serve as like a 2.5, or if like Mixed Emotions might have made like a bonus version of Volume 2, but upon the news of becoming a father, or soon to be father, he thought it was only right to address all of this in the music. So next track 2 is called Demons. So I'm gonna play a little bit of that. Demons is kind of like this big record. Anything you'd hear, like, this is the kind of song I would like to see him perform, you know what I mean? Like, not that I don't enjoy the B-side records. In fact, I might even enjoy those more. But it's just a big track. This is something for Henny Day 5. I'm sure that was the plan.
Take it easy. Yeah. Niggas pocket watching, and I never been on TV. Bitches been a headache after popping, I'ma leave them. Yeah. Niggas always talking about a link like I'ma need them. Yeah. Yeah. Can't believe it. I've been fighting demons. She a little stupid, but the head made her a genius. Yeah. She into anatomy, now all she want is penis. If I give a dick, I really hope that she not clinging. Yeah. Don't mean to be mean, but man, I'm fighting demons. I just dropped a movie through an EP, now it's classic. Been the coldest nigga, but I never been this ashy. Niggas got respect from me until they try to jack it. Let's keep it classy. I've been moving clean.
So this is how the song ends, and what I thought was really cool was he gets right into the next joint in this album. So it's gonna sound like this.
Mr. Bathe and Milk and Dress and Silk himself.
This is track 3, it's called Clean House.
Who made sure
feel this.
He did the best and always the best. We still rocking with Marcus Orion, a new Essex brand. Go cop that merch. Good fellas a team. Mask up Volume 3 to tape. And speak up, cause the squeaky wheel always gets the price.
Good up. Hey, yo, my nigga, I'm just still trying to be here, you know what I mean?
I tell you, whenever Marcus says word up on a record, he about to spaz.
All that shit, you gotta clean your room, nigga. Word up. I know you fighting them demons and shit like that, but we gotta just keep sticking and moving, you heard? You and I, word up. I used to suffer with my losses in Moscato. Any liquor that would follow, any broad I knew could swallow, cause her throat was hollow. Social stigmas kept me macho, deep inside I'm not though. Mano y mano, been equipped with hopes to hit the lotto. Picking up gato, come too easy when you deem the capo. Same with the vato, so respect us when you see us popo. My scene a slideshow where women make us look like Pablo. My role in Escobar, but I stay down until I'm not low. Your rap is favorite, cause niggas really think I made it. But you can catch me in
so,
the hood.
So, because I mixed it on the turntables, you might not have gotten like the full effect of it, but one thing that I really enjoyed about this project is Marcus took the time behind the boards when he was engineering it on the back end. And when I say he was engineering it, I mean literally him. It was really intentional about kind of fading a track out with beginning the next track. So like you hear how it sounded so seamless between Demons and Clean House. Similar BPMs, but not exact. And it was really smooth. So when he does that again, which is going to be kind of throughout this project, he does it with skits if it's like a more dramatic BPM. So there was a skit that I rather enjoyed. This is the redacted version of it, but this is how Clean House ends.
What the fuck?
Marcus, who the fuck you got in there? Who are y'all niggas? Y'all got bitches in the studio?
Oh, shit. Hey, yo, everybody get the fuck out the studio. So you got to leave, too.
Shorty been saying my hair got too big and I'm shining. I know I ain't common, dawg. Bitches keep telling my woman a fella too
mixed. So this is Big Numbers.
Problems, now they realize I'm a business. They minding my business and wanna be options. But fucking with me, you gon' think you one up and get turned to a Pertium clocking, ayy. I was in Royce's when Love Ain't Live Anywhere, Yemi on Collins. We used to record in the PJs and got on the PJ from here to Nevada. I used to think that Benihana was eating, but that was me coming from rhyming. If I said I had it forever, then had it together, then I would be lying. I take everything with a grain, I'ma see what you want, cause I'm looking for actions. I try to put niggas on game and I'm looking for more and they looking for captions. Who talking my numbers? I'm one out of one of these niggas, been looking for fractions. Been changing the face of the money, I carry my wallet, it look like the Jackson's, ayy. Shorty, just shape it up for me, you don't need to wax it. Go ahead, get the rose, I won't touch you, just brought it out for you to see a reaction. She fell in love with the gun in the closet, I kept it when we was out trapping. I gotta stay 50 cause niggas are hopping your lane and then throw you in traffic. Ayy, stay down until I could get up when I'm chasing a dream. If my chicken ain't moving, I quit on my son or my daughter to give them they wings. Been in between me admitting my failure and keeping my head in the ring. I can't tell if I still got it in me to keep it together, to keep it a beam. But what does it mean? If I'm flipping this shit to a million, I swear that it's better when I'm with the team. But what does it mean? Yeah, what does it mean? I could fall anytime in this winter, but always get up and I turn it to green.
You ain't got no Marcus Araya, nigga?
So, yeah, I had to cut it off because otherwise you would have just got the whole track. So if you want to listen to the whole track, Big Numbers, go to your Spotify, Tidal, Apple, wherever. Go listen to it there. But don't stop here. We're going to continue through. So, like I said, every track kind of ends with the next track. So this is on the back end of Big Numbers.
I can read your mind, babe. I know what you're thinking. It's all right. It's all right, babe.
So it kind of cut off, but this is how the next track would begin. I'm gonna stop right there, just so you can hear how seamlessly, like, the end of this ends and the next track, Read Your Mind. Obviously you recognize those lyrics and you should recognize the voice too. That's my guy Only BC. Just incredible talent. I've always seen BC and Marcus in the same circles, but I hadn't heard music from them. When I interviewed BC last season, go back and listen to that episode of A Side B Side, he did and I don't remember if it was on record or off the record when he was playing me his new project, Demonstration 3, but he did reference that he had music with Marcus coming out. So this is Read Your Mind featuring BC and the artist. Just a real nice, like, I mean, this came out in the summertime, so like for me, this was like just that, just got off work kind of music, headed home to shorty type of stuff. So I feel this.
Embrace it cause the baccarat you wear when you in bed, and you go tie your ponytail up just for head. Every flower that I give you represent what you done gave between your legs. Get so rocked that shit could take me off the edge. And I know you got your starting five, I plan to point and shoot the 3 and 4. I play the center if you feel you getting bored. Any rumors that you hear about me, it won't even matter if I'm yours. They threw the puss and missed and want me even more. So don't sweat it, anything you see is less than what I'm really on. Women love you more, niggas less when you brick city born. Tap me on your breast, I need to see you get your titty on.
on. Got all of my hair, but I feel better with my fitted on. I don't even stress when you miss a text, but flip it and you vex. Must have been messing with niggas with shit missing and they rep. You hate dogs till you had a pit come nibble on your neck. You want a nigga that could get you out the jacks. I could read your mind.
I can read your mind, babe. Ooh. I know what you're thinking. Ooh. It's alright. It's alright, babe. I can read your mind, babe. I know what you're thinking. It's alright.
It truly breaks my heart to roll this record back, like right there too, because the artist kind of snapped on her verse. So go and listen to this record, all right, when you're done here. But the next track, we're kind of staying in this theme about relationships and a little bit less about fatherhood, and don't fret, we're gonna get right into that afterwards. But this is Faithful featuring Nada. So for a little bit of context, Nada, she's ill. I've always appreciated her pen. I recently got to meet her last year not last year. It was this year at Ty Jack's show at Above Art Studios. She kind of performed towards the end of that show, and she's ridiculous. So after that, I deep dove into her music, in which I found a music video she has with Marcus, where they kind of do like this Martin and Gina kind of skit. I thought it was in really, really good taste. But and then, you know, like just a really dope pen. I really love her voice too. That's the other thing about her. I think she has like a perfect spitter's voice. Like she's incredible. But what I didn't know is she could sing a little bit. But let's play a little bit of the song, okay?
Women got a hold on all my senses. Sold a lot of dreams, but when they bought it, then I meant it. Never paid to hit it, always taught to only rent it. You ain't gotta worry about my heart, it ain't my business. Yeah, little mama got a passion for the freaks. I crack a little better when I drink. Condom in my pocket next to cream. I can't tell you how she got it out of me. Used to be nobody till nobody made me fall. Now I gotta keep explaining why I haven't caught. Wanna hang with niggas like they tryna be my boss. Want me to leave my bitch, but that's a problem I can't solve. Yeah, so when I try to act a little decent, God always testing when he put me around my demons. I gotta miss the AM message in my DM. Gotta put them soul ties up for when I need them. The hoes still gon' want slide more when you mistreat them. You send a paragraph and I won't read it. The way my heart been working, I'm anemic. God only knows that I'ma need it, but I still try to say the most and then the least. I don't know if being faithful in my genes. Sometimes I could get influenced by my team. Sometimes I would separate you from my dream. Damn, women got a hold on all my senses. Sold a lot of dreams, but when they bought it, then I meant it. Never paid to hit it, always taught to only rent it. You ain't gotta worry about my heart, it ain't my business.
Okay, yeah. Just takes a moment for some clarity. Just putting strains to my sanity. Talk a game till it came to reality. And really, that's the part that really saddens me. Remember nights you even claimed that you married me, but I understand that you care about your image. But thought the planet I was supposed to be in it, fighting for your heart on the scrimmage. Calls to your phone and you froze when I asked who is it, but cool. Used to love and you was low-key, got your name around and now you act like you don't know me. Guess all that sweet talk was taboo. Still at the time on my mind was you. And if I'm out of mind, then I'll be out of sight. And as you pack it out of here, you shouldn't gather light. To think I ever thought you was my type. Sticking up to truth was only right.
Try to say the most and did the least.
Yeah, those harmonies she did on the back of that record is like, I suggest you go back and listen to it. Yeah, like I said, this is like the summertime riding home from work kind of music. This is the Saturday riding with Shorty type of music. I mean, like, maybe the themes are about Marcus struggling with, you know, I mean, it's called Faithful, so I'll leave it at that. I ain't gonna cause no drama. But let's go back into parenthood. Right, so, no, we can rewind real quick. There, it was something, if you go back to my Time's Up episode where I sat with College and Marcus, we talked about the major theme of that interview was about how you can tell when a guy listens to women. Like, I don't know what it is, but, like, when I'm in a room with mixed company between men and women, my ears perk up, my antennas are always on, because like some people just like either talk over women or like just their dynamic, the way they you could tell when people actually listen to women. And you know, it was a thing I had asked Marcus. I was like, yo, like, so like I can tell, you know, like you're not one of those guys at all. And sometimes like your music comes off as a little abrasive towards your relationship. And he pled the fifth like he should. I get it. I'm a married man. So I'll leave it at that. I'm married. I'm just not blind. You know what I mean? So I definitely understand a record like Faithful for sure. And that's not to suggest he's not. But let's move forward. This next record is called November 8th. At first, I thought Marcus was having a Scorpio, but he said he's having a Leo in the record. The song features Amaya Nicole, who turns out to be Marcus's sister, who I didn't know sang. Music is just in the family, huh? I mean, you said your father, your mother. So November 8th features like a little ode to the classic Cheryl Pepsi Riley song. Like, I'll just play it.
I don't know why I'm looking for
started a new life November 8th. Took my mind away from Section 8. Only time that I embraced a blessed mistake, cause you know less than great. Heard your heartbeat, I had tears caress my face. I can't fail cause I know this gon' test my faith. And I can't lie, you just refresh my mental state. I'm in a better place. Bless your mom heart physically, you stress her waist. Still I'm grinding, but it's hard to step away. Arguments, you make it hard to respect her space. Cause I can't leave a dolo while her body ache. What type of man would skate? Called your grandma about the feelings I would face. Like we got common takes. Like it was my red dot that missed and never came. The feeling in my stomach and hers is not the same. I'll reassess my aim. Baby girl, your daddy came from players crooks. Learn chalet cause everything good with hiding books. It's just a nigga in me. Had your mama shook. The grass would not be greener, but I still take a look. And if that myth is true for men, I'm fearing now. Cause that is probably the reason that you will be here now. Whatever we hear now, I hold you dear now. I've been so broken, but I feel repaired now. I know it's cliche, but I get scared the closer you come in each day. The more you move, the more I'm running in each way. To bless your B-day. So that wherever you at, you sure my feet stay. You know I'm here for you. Don't let that stigma think I disappear on you. I go through smoke and fire just to clear for you. And know I'm scared of you. There'll be no fear for you. What up? All my dudes used to sing to me. Thanks for my child and shit like that when I was younger. Every day. Knowing that she was there for me, so I'ma be there for my daughter forever, you heard?
Thanks for my child.
There for my family. For life, November 8th, August 4th. We got a Leo, you heard? Another one of the real niggas. Baby girl.
Just an overall beautiful record, right? So then there's this.
I thought I was done, but I ain't get anything off my chest.
So the next track is Two Sides. And this is the last track. It actually serves as a bonus track. So like you heard Marcus say, he thought he was done, but there's still stuff he has to get off his chest. And he did not hesitate to do that on this record. This is probably the song I've sat with the most since getting it. It's just like a crazy record. So it's a lot of venting. It's like his last few, like to me, it seems like his last few like battles and rumblings with himself. Cause, you know, we're as men, there's like a duality. And I imagine that when you become a father, part of it gets ripped into another piece. And it's like a sensitivity you got to kind of tap into. Let's just play a little bit of the record, and I'll cut it off throughout so we can talk about certain parts. So this is Two Sides.
I was once told a strong man make a hard life easy, right? And this shit funny because like
You weak niggas make an easy life look so hard. You follow niggas that ain't get it, shit gon' look so far. You fake celebs make me laugh, at the same time yawn. This state polluted, I don't see no stars. I just realized this a shit show, so I don't let these niggas get close. Hence the reason why I sip my lick slow. One day will I slip, no. Bitches won't get one up, but my chick, no. Y'all was for the moment till my chick show. I'm sorry, baby. I never understood why I was...
All right, so you hear this beat, right? So I'm going to fast forward a little bit into the record. What I like about it is it kind of does this beat change, in which I was curious if it was the same beat made by the producer, and it was just really, really tailored to Marcus, and they built a relationship that way, but it's actually produced by two different producers. So this is the back end of the record.
Shit, locked in on the core shit, providing and protect a little more till it's stable. Good, I stay away from horse shit.
So check out this beat change here.
Always telling every story. I don't know what's better for me. I don't know why corners women liquor always get the lure me. I don't know how my life gonna be when I'm near kissing 40. Like, will my baby be proud? Someone call me daddy now. Gotta change my addy now. Haven't fought my battles yet. Gotta pass my rattle down. I ain't finished macking yet. I ain't finished packing yet. And I'm ready.
And he's ready. So for the rest of this record, Marcus is about to... He's about to lose it.
Roller coasting, embracing every hiccup, every motion, and still ain't showing up in my emotions. Try to heal, suck it up. You got a couple months, you can't be moping. Either deal with it, get up, or stay hopeless. And that is not an option.
All right, so you could tell the mood has changed a little bit. Like, he talked a little bit about, like, staying away from whores and some other stuff in the beginning of this record, but... you know, it's funny that I said duality and the name of the record's called Two Sides. I just had that realization right now. But maybe I'm a child. But yeah, he's like, all right, man, like, you're about to be a father. Like, you have people that depend on you. You have people that lean on you. You don't have the luxury of quitting anymore. You know, not that I'm saying he's a quitter or has been, but he's really wrestling with himself on this record. So let's continue.
I don't know, yeah you do. Imagine every nigga that would kill for a woman like yours. Build with a woman like yours. Steal from a nigga like you. Drill for a living like yours. Heal with the women you got. Kill for that little girl born. Aye, nigga, aye, what? Fuck you think you talking to? What's that line on your arm for? Strength from what? Man, nigga, you ain't show no strength in months. You the same nigga that argue with your girl and lead a front. Don't even front. Bitch, watch your mouth, tell me why. You talk to me like that and think I let it fly? Tell me why. You think that I'ma fuck this up and let my little girl be raised by other guys? 10 down, nigga. Got me fucked up or you must be out your mind.
Yo, so, like, he's really, really, really fighting with himself here. Like, so, like you the same dude that used to argue with your girl and leave out to front. You's a bitch. Like, he's really, like, beefing with himself. So, like, I'm curious, because of how, like, how vivid this picture Marcus is painting, I wonder if, as he wrote it, like, he wrote it as in, like, two people talking to each other, but when he recorded it, did he just record one part first, like, and then came in and recorded the other part, like, a call and response kind of a thing, or if... he did it straight through, because if he did, that's, like, my brain hurts trying to think about recording this record, right? So, yeah, I just think, like, him in this very, very literal battle with himself, like, what you got that lion on your arm for? Strength from, man, you ain't shown no strength in months. Like, he's really, really, really beefing with himself, and, yeah, man, it's just dynamic, man, and it's real. It's some things you can't act in the music, you know, like you feel it. Let's continue.
Tell me how I look at you and see myself in this reflection, staying solid in this body and the next one. Me mentally been fried and still I'm good, so I'll be better for this blessing. But sometimes I gotta let out my confessions.
Suicidal thoughts might be weak to you, but they was real to me. Ain't give a fuck, but now I'm not here just for me. Honestly, she gave me more reason to grind and way more peace when I'm asleep. Up nights at 4 a.m. right now so she could eat. Then I could think, and it's shaking in my voice. It's probably just me and my choices. Give it up or getting up to get that Royce. But a strong man make a hard time real easy, and a weak man turn to easy hard. I'm getting this shit regardless.
So you remember how I said, like, I imagine, because I don't know, I'm not a dad yet, but I imagine there's like a kind of sensitivity you have to tap into. You hear how he went from like really, really yelling at himself, like, all right, like, I mean, he addressed the shaking in his voice, but like, you know, the kick and the 808 came out of the record, and it's just like this rim shot is the only percussion, but the melody continued. And, you know, he brought his tone down. That's just how you make music, fam. Like, if you're trying to change the mood, trying to change, like, the listening experience, that's the kind of stuff and inflections you have to do with your voice. And, Marcus, you've mastered that. Now, those were the last bars on this record, but he inserted a clip from this old Denzel Washington interview when he was talking about his character in Fences that he played opposite Viola Davis. But he's talking about how the father and Troy, his son's relationship was, and I just thought it was just such a nice touch on the end of this record. So feel this.
Heard up. Pain is passed down from father to son and son to son. A lot of pain in Troy's life is a result of the pain and damage from his father that he then visits on his son. We have to, as black men, be mindful of that. Sometimes it's unfair, and sometimes we take it out on those we love. And I'm guilty of that frustration that we all have. But we have a responsibility and a duty to be fathers, not to just make babies, but to be real fathers. And you can't expect any good to come to you if you don't visit any good on your son or your daughter. So, be a man.
And that's how Two Sides ends. And that's how the project ends. Overall, man, this is probably one of Marcus's best, like, vocal performances as a singer and a rapper. And engineered to perfection. Like, he knows who he is, you know. He knows who he is as an artist, he knows who he is as a man, as it shows in the lyrics. I would really love to see like a B-sides kind of concert, like something small and intimate where he's performing these records. Maybe it won't happen until he blows, but you know, I think this is the kind of music that his daughter will sit with one day, and you know, she'll be like, damn, like, my dad really, really loves me. And yeah, man, I just think that's beautiful. Maybe I'm existential, I don't know, but that was the Mask Up Volume 3 review. Obviously, you've gotten it in chunks. It's been kind of cut up and dissected, so if you really, really, like, want to hear this, you can stop listening to me now. You can go and listen to the record. Like I said, Mask Up Volume 3 is out everywhere, so you don't have an excuse. You can go ahead and go grab that. But yeah, I hope this felt good. I hope this is, like, you know, the lyric book inside of the CD you purchased. We don't have that anymore, so I hope A-side B-side reviews continue to be just that. Without it feeling so press-like and me with a pen and using big words like plethora and stuff like that. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this. Thank you for listening. Go back and listen to, I've sat and interviewed Marcus a few times now, so I got to talk to him personally in season one. You can go back and listen to the Time's Up interview from last season in season two. And then we have this here. So I'm really excited to see what he does next. And yeah, thank you for taking the time. You can follow us on Instagram at A-Side B-Side Podcast. You could also follow What's the Movement everywhere at What's the Movement. If you care to follow me, I am Ramsey Said What everywhere. And as always, go to whatsthemovement.net. You could type in .com. It'll take you to .net. It don't matter. For everything What's the Movement related, merch, shows, tickets, subscribe to our newsletter. We got a lot of stuff moving. I'm just happy to have this here podcast back off of the ground. And look out for some interviews coming out soon. But thank you.